Here is the president's statement on the shooting. There are no words equal to the horror of this tragedy. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Senator Kennedy, his family, and all other victims. All America, said the president, prays for his recovery. We also pray that divisiveness and violence will be driven from the hearts of men everywhere. Ray Scherer, NBC News, reporting from the White House.
To review quickly some of the other reactions from leaders around Washington, House Speaker McCormick had a great deal of trouble expressing himself. He was so shocked and so revolted. My God, he said, what is this country? And then his voice sort of trailed away into nothing. And a few seconds later, he did manage to say, it's terrible, it's simply indescribable.
Bob, could I butt in here?
Yes, Paul Duke.
We have a late medical bulletin, a bulletin just given to us at the hospital in Los Angeles by the Senator's press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz. He reports that the Senator's pulse remains good and there still are life signs, and the surgery, which began more than an hour ago, is still being performed. Mankiewicz now says that the surgeons are expected to continue their operation, their attempts to save the Senator's life, for another hour, perhaps another 2 hours. So, to repeat that briefly, it is the latest medical word from the hospital in Los Angeles where Senator Kennedy lay critically ill, from his press secretary, who reports that the senator still shows life signs, his pulse remains good, and that surgeons are in the midst of their operation, and it's now expected to take longer than originally reported, at least another hour, perhaps another 2 hours.
And, Paul Duke, am I correct? One of the bullets that was fired by the would-be assassin, whoever he was, did enter Senator Kennedy's brain. It did enter Senator Kennedy's brain from the right side, is that right?
That's my
and
understanding.
And is now lodged in the brain?
That's my understanding, Bob. That's as it was originally reported more than an hour ago by Frank Mankiewicz. The reporters have been standing by the hospital, and they were waiting for further word, and as I said, we just got it a moment ago. I am now told that we have a report from Robert Gorowski, who is going to give us a report from Hickory Hill, apparently, the Kennedy home, just across the Potomac River at McLean, Virginia.
Here at Hickory Hill, the only evidence of the tragedy are the cordon of police of Fairfax County, about 20 of them, who in police cars and walking on foot have, in effect, sealed off Hickory Hill, and about 50 newsmen and photographers. So far, there's been no evidence of the Secret Service protection that's been announced by the White House, whereby the relatives of the candidates would be provided federal protection. Still not clear who it is of the Kennedy family, the immediate family, who are still here at Hickory Hill in McLean, Virginia. We understand that one of the children is still here, but we're not sure whether it's Joseph or the baby who is Douglas. We had various reports one or the other was in the house. Otherwise, the household staff still remain here at Hickory Hill. Friends of the family have been stopping in. Members of the Senator's office from Capitol Hill have been arriving, and like everyone else, just waiting for more news, any indication of what is happening in the California hospital. One of the five Kennedy dogs is walking around right now. It's a very quiet, pastoral scene, certainly no indication of the tragedy that has stricken this household. Buses and cars are passing the street here in McLean that leads into Washington. Most of the buses slow down, passengers looking out the window to see what they can of the white three-story brick house and any evidence of some movement of some kind, but there's very little to observe. A few minutes ago, we talked to the wife of Senator Kennedy's campaign manager here in the state of Virginia, Mrs. Arthur Arundel, and she said that how particularly sad this must be for Ethel Kennedy because, and I didn't realize this before, but according to Mrs. Arundel, it was Ethel Kennedy more than anyone else who had urged her husband to become a presidential candidate. Mrs. Arundel indicated that but for Ethel Kennedy's urging, the senator probably would never have entered the race for the presidency. The rather encouraging, or somewhat encouraging, should I say, medical bulletin that Paul Duke reported a few minutes ago, that there were signs of life. Senator, the operation is continuing. This has been the most hopeful note received
in
these past several hours here at Hickory Hill. Robert Goralski, NBC News in McLean, Virginia.
And just to review one or two other late notes, this is Robert McCormick again. The U.S. Ambassador to France, Sergeant Shriver, and his wife, who is, of course, Senator Kennedy's sister, are making plans to return to the United States because of the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy. Ambassador Shriver drove straight to his office at the embassy in Paris when he got the news, and Mrs. Edward Kennedy, that is, wife of the senator from Massachusetts, who was on a visit to Paris, got the news at the same time Ambassador Shriver did. Meanwhile, reaction from what is usually called official Washington, all of it stunned, some of it almost incoherent, continues to pour in. Previously, we told you that Vice President Humphrey called the shooting a shocking and a terrible thing, said our hope and prayers are with Senator Kennedy and those others who've been the victims of this dreadful act of violence. The Vice President's statement followed a statement by the President himself. Representative Finley, the Illinois Republican, had only this to say. He said, the world seems torn with madness. That family has been plagued with tragedy, Finley went on. It's terrible, and it points up the need for immediate action to establish law and order. Another Republican, Senate Republican Leader Dirksen, spoke along the same lines, made it quite apparent that he is determined to lead a fight to somehow tighten law enforcement and eliminate violence. Senator Hatfield, the Oregon Republican, said that the whole thing's a bad dream. I'm totally stunned, he said. I can't believe it. It's just something beyond me. And House Republican Leader Jerry Ford, who was, by the way, a member of the Warren Commission that investigated the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, called it shocking and unbelievable, and said an attacker must be demented to do something of this sort. And then he said sort of helplessly, what more can you say at a time like this? And Senator Javits, the New York Republican, said, it's a shocking, a terrible tragedy. And then he said, one cannot think beyond that at this moment. And Senator Fred Harris, a Democrat of Oklahoma, a backer of Vice President Humphrey for the presidential nomination, called it an awful, awful thing and a terrible shock. And those were practically the same words used by Senator Gail McGee of Wyoming. Paul Duke, do you have something more here?
Yes, Bob. We now have a statement from Frank Mankiewicz that he made a little while ago, the senator's press secretary, made from the hospital in Los Angeles. Here is the report from the senator's press secretary, made a short while ago.
I have a very short announcement to make. The doctors now say that the surgery will take another hour or perhaps two. But the Senator Kennedy's life signs remain good: respiration, heart, pulse, blood pressure. And that's all they say. So the surgery, he's in surgery. Mrs. Kennedy is with him. Senator Ted Kennedy has arrived at the hospital. And the doctors now say that the surgery will last another hour and perhaps two. Thank you.
Have the doctors given you any idea?
Paul Duke, could you give us, just in the very short time we have left, a quick resume of something that has been forgotten in all of this confusion and horror and shock, a resume of the standings and the primaries when Senator Kennedy was shot?
The tragic irony of all this, Bob, is that Senator Kennedy had won another impressive victory in the South Dakota primary, appeared on his way to victory in the California primary. And this, of course, was expected by his supporters to help get him back on the track after his loss last week in the Oregon primary. A Kennedy victory over Senator McCarthy in the California race would have given him 172 of California's 174 convention votes, and, of course, would probably have knocked Senator McCarthy out of the race.
Do you have there the standings, the last standings that we had in the California primary?
I don't have that immediately in front of me, Bob, but the last standing was 45% of the vote for Senator Kennedy and about 42% of the vote for Senator McCarthy.
Which could not really be considered, in your opinion, could it, an overwhelming, a smashing victory for Senator Kennedy? A victory, yes, but not perhaps as much as he'd hoped for.
Quite true. All the same, a needed victory if his presidential campaign were to be kept alive. And coming on the top of his impressive showing in South Dakota, I should say that that certainly would have given a boost to his campaign.
Well, in the statement, the victory statement Senator Kennedy made just before he was shot, he made it perfectly evident that he did consider this a major victory. He obviously was very set up. He seemed to be buoyed by the whole thing. His wife, of course, was with him. And as you probably recall, he recited at considerable length the names of the people who had been of particular help to him in the primary. But there could be no doubt whatever, just listening to him, that he did consider this a very decisive victory for him, one that certainly kept him in the running for the Democratic presidential nomination.
And we might add that he said at the same time that he intended then to make a very serious effort in those states that didn't have primaries.
Yes, thank you very much, Paul Duke. And this is Robert McCormick, NBC News in Washington.
NBC Radio News on the Hour is next after a 70-second pause for station identification. This is the NBC Radio Network. NBC Radio News on the Hour. Now here is John Palmer.
At this hour, six neurosurgeons are still fighting to save the life of Senator Robert Kennedy at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. He has been in surgery now for more than 3 hours. Kennedy was cut down by an assassin's bullet last night, shortly after he delivered a victory statement following the vote tabulation in the California primary. Kennedy was struck by 2 bullets, one of them lodged in his brain. His condition is now officially listed as critical. The senator's press secretary said 1 bullet penetrated the right mastoid bone near the ear and lodged deep within the brain. The other wound was described as superficial. 4 other persons were wounded in the shooting. A suspect is now in custody. He was subdued immediately after the shooting, identified only as about 25 years old, of medium height with curly hair. He wore blue jeans and tennis shoes. Police say now they have the gun. Kennedy had just left the podium following his victory statement when he entered a narrow passageway behind the embassy room of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, and the shots rang out. For a late report from Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles, here is NBC News correspondent Wilson Hall.
A team of 6 neurosurgeons is still operating on Senator Robert Kennedy to remove a bullet from his brain. His press secretary just announced that the surgeons think the operation will continue for at least another hour, perhaps more. The statement said that Senator Kennedy's life signs are good. His heart and breathing are good. His wife, Ethel, is with him. Originally, the surgeons thought the operation would take about an hour. That was 2 hours ago. Now, another hour or so before we know the results of the surgery. Just 5 hours ago, I watched Senator Kennedy announce how he looked forward to going to Chicago. A few minutes later, he was shot in the head. Wilson Hall, NBC News, Los Angeles.
President Johnson led the nation in praying for Senator Kennedy's recovery. Mr. Johnson said all America prays for his recovery. He said there are no words equal to the horror of this newest tragedy. The president said, "We also pray that divisiveness and violence be driven from the hearts of men everywhere." Mr. Johnson spent much of the night watching television accounts of the shooting and its aftermath. He ordered the Secret Service to immediately assign a detail to guard the other presidential candidates. Mr. Johnson consulted during the night with Attorney General Ramsey Clark and FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. Republican Senate Minority Leader Everett Dirksen had this comment on the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy.
"We have a threefold interest in it. First, the attempted assassination of a candidate for the presidency. The attempted assassination of a United States senator. And then the attempted murder of an individual citizen. So it puts a real responsibility upon the Congress, and particularly the United States Senate. This matter deserves a thorough investigation. And from that point, we must determine what to do in the interest of safety.
Illinois Senator Everett Dirksen commenting on the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy. Attorney General Ramsey Clark said this morning he has ordered the FBI to investigate the shooting. Clark said, "We have jurisdiction under the Voting Rights Act and the new Civil Rights Act of 1968. He said, however, the primary role in the investigation is being handled by local law enforcement agencies. Vice President Hubert Humphrey said it is a shocking and a terrible thing that has happened. Humphrey said our hearts go out to Mrs. Kennedy and the children. Senator Eugene McCarthy, who had gone to bed, was awakened and went to the Beverly Hilton Hotel ballroom and asked the stunned crowd to join him in prayer. McCarthy has canceled all campaign plans for the immediate future. In New York, Roy Wilkins, executive director of the National Association of Colored People, said, I am shocked and horrified to think that this type of attempted assassination has become an American habit, as it would appear. Congressman Roman Puchinsky of Illinois declared flatly that it is time for Congress to act. Then he said this.
I also believe that this is going to certainly bring to a quick passage in the House today. The Senate passed a crime bill. There's been some talk about wanting to send that bill to conference, where it's going to be tied up and probably might not even survive the conference. My judgment is that the House is going to take the Senate bill with all of its provisions, and some are controversial, and send that bill right on to the President for signature.
That was Illinois Congressman Roman Puchinsky. And so, six neurosurgeons are still fighting to save the life of Senator Robert Kennedy at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. He's been in surgery now 3 hours, cut down by an assassin's bullet last night. John Palmer, NBC News, Chicago.
This has been NBC Radio News on the Hour. NBC Radio continues coverage of the shooting of Robert F. Kennedy over many of these same NBC stations after a 70-second pause for station identification.
This is Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York. Worldwide reaction to the news from Los Angeles this morning is of shock, sorrow, anger, and disbelief. In the European capitals, NBC News correspondents are covering that reaction. For a first report, here is Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
News of the shooting of Robert Kennedy was bulletined by Radio Moscow minutes after the first word was received from Western sources. The story has continued to dominate the news since. The reports have all been factual and straightforward. There's been no attempt to make propaganda, and there's been no official reaction yet. Western newsmen have been deluged by phone calls from Russian acquaintances seeking additional information. The most common question they asked was, will he die? The next was, why do you continue to permit private citizens to own guns? If the attitude of these Russians is indicative, Soviet citizens feel that the United States has succumbed to some sort of mass insanity and is returning to the horrors of frontier justice. Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
From the strike-crippled city of Paris, scene of the political rebellion and site of the current Vietnam peace talks, this report now from George Lewis, NBC News.
News of the attack on Senator Robert Kennedy threw a pall over the U.S.-North Vietnamese peace conference here today. Ambassador Averill Harriman was bleak and uncommunicative as he entered Paris's Hotel Majestic for the seventh session of the non-moving negotiations. Harriman is a personal friend of the Kennedy family. A member of the North Vietnamese delegation told a reporter he was very sorry to hear about the attempt on Senator Kennedy's life. But he added it reflected the violence and oppression of the American system, which was also responsible for American aggression in his country. Before the news of the Kennedy assassination attempt, attention here had centered on the presence at today's session of a new member of the Hanoi delegation, Lee Doc Tho. The speculation has been that Tho, who arrived here Monday, might be carrying new instructions to unfreeze the talks. George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
In England, news of the shooting in Los Angeles was broadcast this morning. Here's a report on that from George Montgomery, NBC News in London.
Along with ordinary British people, British officials are deeply shocked at the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy. One official, his tone tense and anxious, told NBC News that this type of violence against American public figures is doing the Western world the most terrible damage. The official was, of course, also harking back to the assassinations of Senator Kennedy's brother and the Reverend Martin Luther King. Newspaper offices in London are being flooded with phone calls asking about the shooting of the senator. At her London home, Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy's sister, Princess Lee Radziwill, said she had spoken with the widow of the late president by telephone in New York. As British afternoon papers broke the story with big headlines, the princess summed up the feelings of many Britons, calling the shooting unbelievable. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
NBC News correspondent Richard Valeriani has been covering this election year while traveling with Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Here's a report on reaction to the shooting in Los Angeles, now from Richard Valeriani, NBC News, in Colorado Springs.
Vice President Hubert Humphrey was asleep at the time of the shooting and learned about it from an aide who awakened him. The Vice President is staying at the U.S. Air Force Academy, where he is scheduled to give the commencement address this morning. Mr. Humphrey immediately called Los Angeles and talked to Stephen Smith, Senator Kennedy's brother-in-law. The Vice President also released a statement in which he said, and I quote, "Our hopes and prayers are with Senator Kennedy and those others who have been victims of this dreadful act of violence. It is a shocking and terrible thing that has happened. Our hearts go out to Mrs. Kennedy and the children and the families of the other wounded." This is Richard Valeriani, NBC News, with the Vice Presidential Party in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
The shooting in Los Angeles occurred only moments after Senator Kennedy had completed a victory speech in the ballroom of the Ambassador Hotel. Here is part of that speech.
Well, I'm very grateful for the vote that I received and for all that all of you worked on behalf of in the agricultural areas of the state as well as in the city. I think it indicates quite clearly, as well as in the suburbs, I think it indicates quite clearly what we can do here in the United States. The vote here in the state of California, the vote in the state of South Dakota. Here is the most urban state of any of the states of our union. South Dakota, the most rural state of any of the states of our union. We're able to win them both. I think that we can end the divisions within the United States.
NBC News correspondent Wilson Hall was in the ballroom when the shooting occurred. Here is an eyewitness report from Wilson Hall.
Women were screaming after Senator Kennedy stepped off the stage and began with his party working his way toward a rear exit. My first reaction was that it was the usual enthusiastic supporters trying to tear at Kennedy's cufflinks the way they do at all of his rallies. Then we could make out the screams, "He's been shot," others insisting that Kennedy was dead. Most reporters were at the far end of the hall, the opposite end from the exit. Reporters and supporters of Mr. Kennedy rushed to the small room behind the stage. Senator Kennedy was on the floor, bleeding from a wound in the head. He was conscious enough to mumble for people to move back so he could get some air. His wife, Ethel, very composed, knelt beside the senator. He was holding a rosary. The stretchers came. It seemed like hours, but it probably was only minutes. It didn't seem then, and it still doesn't seem, that Senator Robert Kennedy had been shot in the head. Wilson Hall, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Senator Kennedy is still undergoing surgery at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. It wasn't too long ago that Press Secretary Frank Mankiewicz said that the operation would possibly last 45 minutes to an hour. But after some time had gone by, there was no report. Then just moments ago, Mankiewicz came out, climbed on top of an automobile parked in front of Good Samaritan Hospital and made the following announcement.
I have a very short announcement to make. The doctors now say that the surgery will take another hour or perhaps two. But the Senator Kennedy's life signs remain good. Respiration, heart, pulse, blood pressure. And that's all they say. So the surgery, he's in surgery. Mrs. Kennedy is with him. Senator Ted Kennedy has arrived at the hospital. And the doctors now say that the surgery will last another hour and perhaps two. Thank you.
Police in Los Angeles have a suspect in custody, and for a status report on that, here is Police Chief Thomas Redden, Los Angeles.
The suspect is in our custody now. We do not know who he is. He had no identification. He refuses to make a statement of any kind. He does speak and understand English. He's described as a male Caucasian, 25 to 28 years of age, 5'6", 140 pounds of swarthy complexion. His hair is described as being wiry and bushy. The gun is in our custody. It's a .22 caliber, 8-shot, and all 8 shots were expended. As near as we can tell, there was only one person, and this information has been gleaned from dozens of interviews from people who were present at the scene.
U.S. Ambassador to France, Sergeant Shriver, was interviewed by NBC News this morning outside the U.S. Embassy in Paris. Here is what he said.
We are all shocked and distressed, deeply disturbed by this act of violence. And we grieve mostly, of course, for Mrs. Robert Kennedy and their children, and for Senator Kennedy's mother. And we just pray that the operation will be successful. We don't have any definite plans now. We've been in communication with members of the family in America, and it's been suggested that it would probably be advisable for us to wait to see the outcome of the operation, which is now in progress.
Sergeant Shriver commenting in Paris. NBC newsman Ed Edwards is covering the reaction here in New York City. Moments ago, Monsignor Francis Duffy of the Archdiocese of New York said a mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Ed Edwards, what's the situation in New York this morning?
Frank, this is Walt Wheeler at St. Patrick's. Okay. Ed is still, I believe, with Mrs. Kennedy. Okay. Monsignor Duffy just completed saying mass, which included special prayers for the senator. He then explained for us.
Well, there are two prayers that I said this morning. One of them was for the sick, general prayer for the sick that we have in our liturgy, and the other was a prayer for those who are close to death. They prayed, basically, that if it be God's will, they might be restored to health and to happiness with their families and their friends.
Has the Archdiocese issued any official statement or response to the shooting of the senator?
Not at this moment. I think it's so early, not everyone is aware of the news yet.
Monsignor, what was your reaction when you learned of the shooting?
I think my reaction was one of sadness and, I suppose, sickness. Wondering where all this is going in the end as far as our country is concerned and its future. And I certainly hope, I for one, that it will soon be over with.
Walt, can you hear me?
I can, Frank.
You have been on the streets of New York today. What is the feeling this morning?
I think it is basically what we've heard again and again, disbelief. In Harlem, not too long ago, we talked with several people, and it was almost unanimous. It can't have happened. I don't believe it happened. One man, as we noted earlier, had absorbed the fact of the shooting and had gone on to say, as others have said before, this is a nation of assassins. But generally, people have not even absorbed the fact of the shooting yet.
What is the general appearance of the city this morning? Does there appear to be the same amount of traffic or people moving as quickly as they ordinarily do in this nation's biggest city?
About normal. People seem to be going about their business. There's a little less hustle and hubbub, but not significantly. So it seems that people have stopped. I think there are more people at mass this morning than usual, but I don't think that in general people have been stayed from going about that which must be done.
Very good. Thank you very much, Walt. NBC News reporter Ed Edwards has been covering this story at the New York City apartment of Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. Ed, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Frank.
What is the feeling and the situation there?
Well, Frank, to update you, Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy has not yet made an appearance since the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy.
But both Secret Service agents and local police detectives have been coming and going at a rather frantic pace, and there has been a development within the last 30 seconds. The limousine used by Mrs. Kennedy, which was parked directly behind our WNBC vehicle, has just been moved and is coming now around to the side entrance on 85th Street. Now, even tenants of the plush apartment building have been having great difficulty entering and leaving as the Secret Service agents and local detectives have been indulging in extreme caution. At the moment, that's all we have to report, Frank, but it does appear that Mrs. Kennedy may be leaving very, very shortly. And if she does, the speculation hereabouts from those who are close to Mrs. Kennedy, including a couple of tenants to whom we spoke, is that she may very well be going to the Thomas More Cathedral on 89th Street to pray for Senator Robert Kennedy.
Is there quite a crowd outside the apartment, Ed?
Frank, there are just a few people, some onlookers, I'd say perhaps 40 or 50 people here, other than the members of press, of course.
Thank you very much, Ed. Ed Edwards, NBC Newsman. Bringing you up to date briefly on some late developments, President Johnson today ordered the Secret Service to provide immediate bodyguard protection for all election campaign candidates and their families. Repeating, President Johnson has ordered Secret Service to provide immediate bodyguard protection for all election campaign candidates and their families. President Johnson issued this statement today on the shooting in Los Angeles of Senator Kennedy. There are no words equal to the horror of this tragedy. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Senator Kennedy and his family and all the other victims. All America prays for his recovery. We also pray that divisiveness and violence be driven from the hearts of men everywhere. Vice President Humphrey said today his hope and prayers were with Senator Kennedy, who was wounded today. In a statement released in Colorado Springs, as we heard earlier, the Vice President said, "Our hope and prayers are with Senator Kennedy and those others who have been the victims of this dreadful act of violence. It is a shocking and terrible thing that has happened. Our hearts go out to Mrs. Kennedy and the children and the families of the wounded." The Vice President was to deliver a commencement address to the Air Force Academy graduates today. Senator Eugene McCarthy, who had gone to bed, was awakened and went to the Beverly Hilton Hotel ballroom, where he asked the stunned crowd there to join him in a moment of silent prayer. McCarthy canceled plans to go to Seattle in furtherance of his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination and said he would fly directly to Washington today. Also here in New York, Roy Wilkins, executive director of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said, and these are his words, "I'm shocked and horrified to think that this type of attempted assassination has become an American habit, as it would appear." James Farmer, civil rights activist, said, "A terrible contagion of political violence has struck again. Americans somehow must learn that debate should be conducted with words and not with bullets," Farmer said. He also said, "Once again, our hearts go out to the Kennedy family." Mayor John Lindsay of New York said, "This is shocking beyond belief. Thank God none of them was fatally hit. Everyone prays for their recovery." American GIs and civilians in Saigon were stunned and angered today at the shooting of Senator Kennedy. "Oh, my God," was the immediate reaction of several servicemen. The U.S. Armed Forces Radio broadcast wire service bulletins of the shooting to the 530,000 American troops in Vietnam. The Saigon Bureau of the Associated Press and other news offices were deluged by telephone calls asking details of the shooting. PFC Bernard Elwood of Joliet, Illinois, said, "I'd like to get my hands on the man who did it." Specialist Fourth Class William Nagard of Minneapolis said, "God help us, what the hell is going on back there? A man has to risk his life to run for the presidency." Sergeant John Tucker of Tell City, Indiana, put his hand to his forehead and exclaimed, "I feel just like the last time." And after a moment he added, "Such a rich family and yet so poor. After this tragic year in the United States, I feel safe over here." Briefly, a chronology of what happened this morning. At about 12:15 Los Angeles time, Senator Robert Kennedy was shot and critically wounded by a gunman who mingled with the crowd in a Los Angeles hotel ballroom. The senator suffered a critical wound in the head. An aide said the bullet is lodged in the senator's brain. Of course, we know now that he is still undergoing surgery, and that surgery may last at least an hour longer. A team of six Los Angeles neurosurgeons began operating to remove that bullet at about 5:30 New York time. The senator's condition is still reported very critical. Three other persons were also hit by the gunfire. A suspect, tentatively identified as Jesse Greer, about 25 years old, has been apprehended and is in police custody. The shooting occurred just after the senator had issued a long and cheerful victory statement after it became clear that he would win the California primary in a squeaker over Senator Eugene McCarthy. The senator left the platform and pushed through the mob into a narrow hall that led from the hospital ballroom. Somewhere in that mob, the man began to fire. Witnesses said a number of shots rang out. The senator fell to the floor. Senator Kennedy's wife, Ethel, was walking just a step behind the senator when the shooting started. She was not hit. Paul Schrade, a union official, suffered a scalp wound. ABC television assistant producer Bill Weissel was hit in the stomach. His wound is described as serious. Radio newsman Ira Goldstein was hit in the back and in the leg. Rafer Johnson, a former Olympic medal winner, now traveling with the Kennedy campaign. And Roosevelt Greer, a football star with the Los Angeles Rams, grabbed the assailant. The tiny hallway became a scene of pandemonium. The senator's wife knelt at Senator Kennedy's side until an ambulance arrived. She was taken to Central Receiving Hospital nearby. After a brief examination, the New York senator was transferred to Good Samaritan Hospital. He is there at this hour, undergoing surgery for removal of a bullet that entered his head behind the right ear and is now lodged in his brain. WNBC News reporter Alex Benson spoke with New York Attorney General Louis Lefkowitz a few moments ago. Here is the Attorney General's reaction.
I was deeply shocked and saddened when I learned the news. I don't know what this world coming to. I certainly, like with all others, pray for a speedy and complete recovery. And I extend my sympathy, of course, to the entire Kennedy family. This is just it's not very shocking for a family, but to everybody else. And people are beginning to wonder about running for public office or holding public office.
As Attorney General, Mr. Lefkowitz, do you see any possible legislation that might grow out of this tragedy?
I, of course, was one of the firm and strong supporters for gun control legislation. I was deeply disappointed that the legislature didn't follow Governor Rockefeller's recommendation at the last session and pass such a bill. I hope this tragic event will awaken them to the fact that they have a responsibility and this legislation should be enacted.
New York Attorney General Louis Lefkowitz. The attack on Robert Kennedy came 4 years and 6 months after President John Kennedy was murdered in Dallas. Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy was at her home at 1040 Fifth Avenue when she was told of this morning's shooting. She was called from London by her brother-in-law, Prince Radziwill, and was informed of the California events. She is reportedly in telephone contact with the family in California. The Kennedy children are said to be at the family home in McLean, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. Senator Kennedy's parents were told of the tragedy by telephone this morning. Again, bringing you up to date on some of the late developments, President Johnson has ordered the Secret Service to provide immediate bodyguard protection for all election campaign candidates and their families. And President Johnson issued a statement today on the shooting saying, "There are no words equal to the horror of this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Kennedy family. All America prays for his recovery. We also pray that divisiveness and violence be driven from the hearts of men everywhere." Vice President Hubert Humphrey said, "Our hope and prayers are with Senator Kennedy and those others who have been the victims of this dreadful act of violence. It is a shocking and terrible thing that has happened. Our hearts go out to Mrs. Kennedy and the children and also those others who have been wounded." In the meantime, the surgery is still going on at the hospital in Los Angeles. Stay tuned to NBC News for all the details. This is Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York.
NBC Radio's continuous coverage of the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy will continue over many of these same stations after a 70-second pause for station identification. Attention all NBC stations, this is an advisory hotline and not for broadcast. I repeat, this is an advisory hotline and not for broadcast. NBC Radio's continuous coverage of the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy will cancel the network's regularly scheduled programming, except for News on the Hour programs, which will be broadcast. The repeats of World News Roundup at 8:30 a.m. New York time and 9:13 a.m. New York time will be canceled. Stations will be advised when regularly scheduled programming is reinstated. Until that time, stations should monitor the network closely for on-air announcements regarding upcoming details.
This is Robert McCormick of NBC News in Washington with Paul Duke, also of NBC News. The tragedy that's haunted the Kennedy family has again become a national tragedy. Senator Robert Kennedy's condition is critical, the result of a bullet fired into his brain by a would-be assassin. It recalls to me when Robert Kennedy's brother, Teddy Kennedy, now Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, was injured in a plane crash a few years ago. The Kennedy family gathered around the bedside of young Teddy Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy had enough sort of grim humor still with him to say, "I guess that the only reason we've survived, that is the Kennedy family, is that there are too many of us. There are more of us than there is trouble, but now you begin to wonder, because trouble has never quit stalking the family." But for a summary of today's horrible developments, here is Paul Duke of NBC News.
The shooting occurred at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Senator Kennedy had just thanked some of his campaign workers for the job they had done in helping him roll up what appears to be a victory in the California Democratic primary. He was on his way to address another group of jubilant supporters, and it walked out of the ballroom of the Ambassador Hotel into a hallway toward a freight elevator. It was in this area of the hallway, the gunman was waiting. The gunman fired several times, believed to be 8 in all. Kennedy was struck twice. 5 other persons were wounded, but Kennedy was the most critically hurt. The surgeons are still operating, as they have been now for more than 2 hours, at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. The condition of the senator is officially described as very critical. He received one superficial wound, this one in the shoulder area. The other wound, the critical wound, was a shot that entered behind the ear and penetrated the brain. The latest medical bulletin is that Kennedy is alive. His heart shows a reasonably good beat. His pulse is good, again considering the circumstances, and he continues to show signs of life. But the surgeons are still performing their operation, and the result of this attempt to save the senator's life may not be known for another hour, perhaps longer. The name of the man who shot Kennedy is not known. The man who is believed to be the assailant was quickly taken into custody after being overwhelmed by the crowd that surrounded Kennedy in the hallway. Several aides, including professional football star Roosevelt Greer and a former Olympic champion, Rafer Johnson, were the principal ones in subduing the man. At police headquarters, the suspect refused to give authorities his name, and he is reported to have spoken only one word, the word yes. Police Chief Thomas Redden of Los Angeles says thus far he has just sat there, refusing to respond to police interrogation. The pistol that was used in the shooting was of .22 caliber. The gunman carried a few scraps of paper in his pocket but had no identification. The FBI is trying to determine the man's name through fingerprints, but as yet, to repeat, it's still not known who the assailant was, except he was a white man, around 25 years old, 5 feet 5 inches in height, weighs about 120 pounds, and has a swarthy complexion with bushy hair. It is worth noting that it was 4 years ago and six months ago that Kennedy's brother, the late president, was slain by 2 bullets while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you, Paul Duke. President Johnson summed up the nation's feelings as best they can be summed up with a statement issued about an hour or so ago. He said, "There are no words equal to the horror of this tragedy, and our thoughts and our prayers," he went on, "are with Senator Kennedy and his family and the other victims of the shooting. All America prays for his recovery. We also pray that divisiveness and violence be driven from the hearts of men everywhere." Well, one of the saddest areas, one of the areas of deepest personal gloom, is here in the city of Washington. Robert Hager is there, Robert Hager of NBC News, at the National Kennedy for President headquarters.
National Kennedy for President headquarters here in Washington fills three floors of a modern new office building on L Street. Normally, this time of morning, the Kennedy campaign office staff is beginning to drift in, bright-eyed, ready for another hectic day of campaign activity. This morning, those offices are nearly deserted. A receptionist sobbed quietly as she answered telephone inquiries. A senior member of the staff tried to comfort her. Amid the piles of RFK posters, a woman stared through sleepless eyes from her desk, this woman on the staff of President John F. Kennedy a few years ago. In back offices, little groups of twos and threes sit quietly, watching television, almost in disbelief. Several blocks down the street at St. Matthew's Cathedral, morning masses are being offered in Senator Kennedy's name. Worshippers, some of whom aren't aware of the shooting until they enter church, sit quietly in prayer, some light candles. This is Robert Hager, NBC News, at National Kennedy headquarters.
Senator Robert Kennedy has such tremendous emotional appeal to minority groups, to ethnic groups in this country, that it may be difficult to control their grief and their emotions. Charles Woolsey of NBC News talked today with Rudolfo Gonzalez, better known as Corky, who is one of the leaders of the Mexican-American contingent of the Poor People's Campaign, now living in Resurrection City here in Washington. The Mexican-American contingent in California voted overwhelmingly for Senator Robert Kennedy in the primary. Well, Corky Gonzalez's reaction to the shooting as it relates to the Poor People's Campaign now comes in an interview with Charles Woolsey.
Well, my reaction was that this was a sick, sick society, and that there must be some people that have very bad mental problems, and if this was a condition that our country was coming to, I also was immediately thought to myself, if they can do it to Kennedy, you know, how easy they can do it to some of us who are pushing the establishment. He's trying to take it over by being president, and we're trying to change it by being here with the Poor People's Campaign.
Mr. Gonzalez, will this in any way change the Poor People's Campaign in Washington?
I couldn't speak for all of the leadership of the poor people. I can just say it wouldn't change my attitudes or my philosophy or my principles. I feel it's that we have to march, we're going to march, and if we have to speak, we're going to speak, and if we have to let the world know about inequities and justice and starvation and poverty and bad education, well, we're going to let them know anyway.
Will this Poor People's Campaign continue to remain nonviolent?
I would say that the Poor People's Campaign will have to continue to remain nonviolent. As the only way to win here is through nonviolence. And I'm saying here in Washington, D.C., because there's no... You don't bring a Boy Scout group to fight an army. And we're just a few people that have come here without any arms, have come here nonviolently to ask for redress, for grievances long overdue. And I don't think that anyone who's a leader would want one hair on the head of any child, woman, or man that is with him. And I wouldn't be responsible for that. The people I came to protect, not to place into a bloody battle.
President Johnson's reaction to the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy was as deep and strong as any in the country. Here is Ray Scherer of NBC News at the White House.
Here are the developments at the White House. The president has been up since he was awakened at 3:30 this morning to hear the news. He has been talking to a number of officials about what steps the government should take. The result has been a decision to provide Secret Service protection for all presidential candidates and members of their families. This obviously will take a number of men. The Secret Service is not a large organization. The president directed the men be obtained from the FBI or even from military police if necessary. The president has talked to a number of officials during the night and this morning, with Attorney General Ramsey Clark twice, with Secret Service Chief James Rowley two times, with Secretary of Defense Clark Clifford, and with FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. At 6:45 this morning, the president put out this statement. There are no words equal to the horror of this tragedy. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Senator Kennedy, his family, and the other victims. All America prays for his recovery. We also pray that divisiveness and violence be driven from the hearts of men everywhere. The president had scheduled a number of appointments today. Whether he will keep them now in view of all this is doubtful. The president has talked with Senator Ted Kennedy at the hospital in Los Angeles, with Stephen Smith, the Kennedy brother-in-law, and with Ted Sorensen of the Kennedy staff. That's the story so far here at the White House.
The previous interview we had, I forgot to remind you at the end, was with Rudolph Gonzalez, Corky Gonzalez, one of the leaders of the Mexican-American contingent participating in the Poor People's Campaign here in Washington. In the meantime, a special guard, as you have heard, has been thrown around various places frequented by the candidates. One of those is the nearby Virginia home of Senator Robert Kennedy, and we have over there Robert Goralski at Hickory Hill in Virginia.
More friends of the family are now visiting the Kennedy estate here in McLean, Virginia. One of those who entered about an hour ago was Kay Markham, who is the widow of a gentleman who was killed in a plane crash about 2 years ago with George Skakel, the brother of Ethel Kennedy. Mrs. Markham has been very close to the Kennedys, has been accompanying Mrs. Kennedy in the campaigns that preceded the California primary. Otherwise, it is still extremely quiet here in McLean, Virginia. Some of the Kennedy children are inside. We still cannot ascertain which children. We did see one of them. We believe it was David. We could see him from about 100 or 200 yards away, but it is extremely difficult to identify the many Kennedy children. Inside, we understand everybody is watching television or listening to radio, as most of the nation is this morning, waiting for some further word from California and the operation that is being performed on Senator Robert Kennedy. This is Robert Goralski, NBC News at Hickory Hill in McLean, Virginia.
Paul Duke, who's here in the studio with me, has been keeping up with the late dispatches on the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy. What have you got now, Paul? Anything new?
Bob, there's no further word. The last medical bulletin was received approximately 45 minutes ago. At that time, the Senator's press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, reported that the Senator's condition remains very, very critical. However, his heart does show a reasonably good beat. His pulse is good, considering the circumstances, and he continues to show signs of life. This word from the Senator's press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz. The surgeons are still performing their operation at a hospital in Los Angeles, and the result of this attempt to save the Senator's life may not be known for another hour, perhaps longer. So at this point, the most we know is that Senator Kennedy is fighting for his life, his condition still very critical at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles.
One sure result of the shooting of Senator Kennedy would seem to be increased agitation, this time with a drive that it hasn't had since Senator John F. Kennedy was assassinated, increased and intensified agitation for stricter crime control laws. It is interesting that just yesterday, Senate Republican Leader Dirksen talked with a few of us about a crime bill that has been approved by both the House and Senate, but in widely different forms. The Senate bill added provisions to the main legislation that would legalize some forms of wiretapping and would overrule a number of Supreme Court decisions in criminal cases. And also, it carries a provision requiring some control over the mail order sale of handguns. Now, all of these provisions would be contested rather sharply, but the provision on gun control was widely criticized by a number of people for being too lenient. Among those who criticized the gun control provision was Senator Robert Kennedy, now himself a victim of a gun, and his brother, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. Both attempted to persuade the Senate to extend tighter gun controls to the so-called long guns, or rifles and shotguns, as well as to handguns. Now it would seem in the present state of mind of most of the members of Congress with whom we've talked this morning, that even the much tougher Senate bill probably would be tightened up before it is put in final form in a conference between the Senate and House. It does seem perfectly obvious, as of early this morning, that Congress and the executive branch of the government are determined to do something to stop violence. And this is Paul Duke of NBC News in the studio with me, Robert McCormick of NBC News, and now to NBC News in Los Angeles.
This is Peter Hackus, NBC News in Los Angeles. At the moment, we are still awaiting word from surgery, where six neurosurgeons are at this moment operating on New York Senator Robert Kennedy, who was shot last night by an assassin. One of the bullets lodged deep within his brain. We do not know what the prospects are for his recovery. We have as yet had no final official word from the hospital. Certainly we won't have any until the operation is completed as the surgeons fight to save Senator Kennedy's life. The senator had won the California primary. He had won the primary in South Dakota. He had delivered a short address, a victory statement at his headquarters here in Los Angeles. He had stepped back from the podium. The shots rang out, and since that time, which was many hours ago, it has been touch and go with Senator Robert Kennedy. It was a scene of chaos, of disbelief, and of extreme confusion last night. For a description of what took place, we'll call in the NBC reporter who was on the scene, Wilson Hall.
The chaos at first, those of us who were in the embassy room of the Ambassador Hotel, the chaos at first seemed to be just part of an ordinary rally, particularly a rally for a senator who had just won the California primaries. There were women screaming and there were popping, which at that time sounded like the balloons which had been popping all night and which we later, of course, knew were the shots that were fired. And the screaming of the women turned in not to be just adulating screams of adulation, but screams of he has been hit, he has been shot. After President, or rather Senator Kennedy, was transferred to General Police Hospital, he was transferred from there to the Good Samaritan Hospital in downtown Los Angeles. When he was admitted to the hospital, his press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, came out and announced that a team of six neurosurgeons were going to operate on Senator Kennedy. He had two wounds, one a superficial wound on the shoulder, and one, as he put it, very critical, a bullet behind or near the right mastoid bone in the brain, lodged in the brain. And that operation started 3.5 hours ago. Just 1 hour ago, Frank Mankiewicz came out again in front of the Good Samaritan Hospital and made this announcement.
I have a very short announcement to make. The doctors now say that the surgery will take another hour or perhaps two. But the Senator Kennedy's life sign remained good, respiration, heart, pulse, blood pressure, and that's all they say. So the surgery, he's in surgery. Mrs. Kennedy is with him. Senator Ted Kennedy has arrived at the hospital, and the doctors now say that the surgery will last another hour and perhaps two.